The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you're listening from.
Today's show is...
Enlightenment. The great stress reducer. So we're going to talk about being enlightened.
I like that.
Well, what is enlightenment? We didn't ask that question to ourselves, but we could ask it now.
Okay, what is enlightenment, Shia?
I would say enlightenment is living your life as though it was your idea in the first place. Like you're engaged in it, like you are the author of your life, not the victim of it. I would call that enlightenment. I would say not resisting how your life is showing up moment to moment. That's enlightenment. I would say being kind to yourself and realizing you're the product of a civilization that has gone through eons of mechanical behaviors that have supported its survival but have not supported the well-being of the individuals and the cultures. And that's enlightenment.
The ability to transcend your bratty nature.
Now that's enlightenment.
That's practical.
Well, I like that. So the first thing we should talk about is listening. Because I know we start the show talking about listening, but that's because you don't listen. You listen to your thoughts about what we're saying.
You know what's so funny?
No.
You said, that's because you don't listen. And some people out there went, I do too.
That's right.
Right. So, and other people are like, right, you're right. So listening isn't about agreeing or disagreeing. It's about hearing what another person has to say from their perspective.
Right on.
And the neat thing about listening is as you get better at this skill set of listening, it pulls you out of your thoughts.
Out of the story of your life, out of the drama and soap opera of life, and into the current moment of your life. And when you get into the current moment of your life, you're enlightened. The other thing that it does, when you get into the current moment, you stop doing those things that produce the ramifications you don't like, that put you in trouble. Because when you're in the current moment of your life, you operate appropriately to your life rather than mechanically.
Have you noticed?
We finish each other's sentences.
And we really, really do. And we like to remind people of that, and also if you're with us for the first time, let you know so you don't think that we're interrupting each other. It's our style of communication.
We've even received hate mail from people who've heard us on the show, and they don't like me.
Yes, actually, they thought Shia was interrupting me. They kind of missed all the points where I finished what he had to say.
But that's perfect, because you see, your mind argues for your point of view. So you disregard anything that doesn't fit your point of view, anything that doesn't support your point of view, you disregard that, and you look for those things to prove your point of view right. See if, in this show today, you can let go of your point of view and hear another point of view, another possibility.
And really, your point of view is reinforcing the past, and that is a stress producer. So even if you're listening to the show because you like us and you think, oh, wow, Ariel and Shia always have something great to say, then you're actually looking to reinforce a point of view rather than being here right now newly. So let's see if we can just kind of take a breath and get
breath is a good thing. We've been sick, you know. We've had this little respiratory bug. And so to be able to take a breath is really nice. Yeah. You know you're alive and you can still take a breath. So what causes stress, Ariel?
Well, we were looking at what causes stress, and there's so many different things, but mainly worries about the future. If you're not here, you're locked in talking to yourself about how you could have done it better in the past. Or
at least differently in the past.
Yes. You're rehashing or rehearsing.
Right.
You're not actually here. So worries about the future are a big one. Disagreeing with the way your life is showing up right now.
Right, right. So if you're in a relationship and it's not going well, you disagree with how it's going. If you're not in a relationship, you think you should be in a relationship. You know, and whatever you got, that isn't it.
Well, for instance, our bodies right now, Shai and mine, are a bit under stress, but we're not. And interestingly enough, I was speaking to somebody on Monday, and I called them to ask them a question. They said, "How are you?" I said, "Oh, well, I have a bit of a cold. I'm kind of sick, but I'm good." And they were like, "Ariel, how can you be sick and good at the same time?"
You can be good and sick.
So, what else causes stress, Shai? Are you ready? Let's look at some more.
Incompletions. Those things that you're incomplete with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go back to the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Okay.
The first idea is anything you resist persists and grows stronger and dominates your life. And so when you're disagreeing with the way your life shows up, with what you've got, with your job, with your employer or employees, or husband or wife, or boyfriend or girlfriend, if you're disagreeing with them, you keep that that disagreement in perpetual motion. It keeps coming back, and because the more you resist it, the more it dominates your life and causes stress. The second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of your life. And that's very, very freeing. Now, if you disagree with how you are in this moment of your life, you're stuck with that. But if you start to see that this is the way your life's showing up and you embrace what you have, then suddenly you are the author of your life rather than at the effect of those things that show up in your life.
Another way to say embracing what you have is a non-judgmental seeing of anything. So, for instance, I'll bet you there's a lot of you out there who have a cold. If you resist having a cold or the flu or a situation at work or you name it, then that dominates your existence. If you allow it to be exactly as it is, it completes itself.
Right. Now, you may not get over your cold right away. This isn't how to get rid of a cold in one instant moment. Because, I mean, my body is still afflicted by whatever the microorganism is that's, if it is indeed a microorganism, that's producing this these symptoms. But it doesn't mean that I am or have to be miserable because I've got them. The third idea, our principle of instantaneous transformation, is what Ariel just said. Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is without judging it dissolves in an instant. Well, my cough didn't dissolve.
But that's not what we're about. We're about looking at how to have enlightenment, the great stress reducer. And you're caused by stress. My mouth has even got a cold. You cause stress for yourself when you disagree with the circumstances of your life.
Well, let's see. What else?
Judgments. Your judgments create stress. If you judge yourself or others, you create a tension in yourself. So, for instance, if you are doing something and you judge yourself as stupid, inept, not good, what else do you call yourself?
Dummy.
Yeah, that.
You know, look, I was just walking into our kitchen a few moments ago because we do this show from our home where we have our office, and I was making us some tea for the show, and as I was walking down the hall, I noticed this Nautilus Book Awards framed on the wall for the best book on relationships in 2007. And that's a rather prestigious award, which we won for How to Create a Magical Relationship. And what I find really interesting about that is we're about to enter into the writing of another book, a fourth book. And I still have the idea I'm not a very good writer, even though we won the Nautilus Book Awards. Now, I may not be. It may be Ariel that's a brilliant writer, and I just...
not a chance.
Well, in any event, that we won a very prestigious book award for that book, my mind still thinks that I'm not a very good writer because I am dyslexic, and writing has not been one of my strong points. But it doesn't mean that it isn't... That doesn't have to continue to dominate my life. I can notice I have that idea and still write and still do well.
You know, Shai just gave you all a really huge key to eliminating stress. Listening to and living out of the constraints contained in the story of your life creates stress for you. So, as we are writing these days, we can either be operating through that earlier conversation about whether or not we are any good, or we can simply write. Listening to your thoughts and believing those thoughts to be you will create stress, because the thoughts are recording.
And those thoughts are generated from a machine called your mind. And that machine is a survival machine, and it's constantly, it's like a computer that's constantly trying to survive, and it's trying to ensure your survival and its survival. And so it comes up with the worst possible scenarios so you can survive the worst possible scenarios. So what it says to you are not the great things about who you are and how you are. It says to you, unless it wants to get your attention so it can bash you with how bad you are.
it tells you your limitations.
And it teases out the worst possible scenarios. So your mind is a past-future-oriented machine, and so it's constantly projecting out into the future what might happen, what could happen. And so your stress is based in your worrying about these futures that haven't happened yet.
So the game today will be to engage in being here as opposed to engaging in your thoughts about yourself.
What will produce the greatest result in your being here is listening to hear what's being said from the speakers.
So don't check out. Actually, listen to the commercials and come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
Enlightenment, the great stress reducer.
That's what we're talking about today.
You know another great stress reducer?
What's that?
Discovering that working on yourself doesn't work.
Oh, yes.
I like that. Speaking of which, that's the title of our first book. Do you have our books yet? You're investing time listening to this radio show. If you don't have our books yet, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, How to Create a Magical Relationship, and Being Here, go to Amazon.com. That's the best place to get them. They give them to you like 34% off.
They get them cheaper than we do.
Practically. I highly recommend them. You may as well just go ahead and do it and give yourself that gift.
It's like they're like a text. They're like textbooks for accessing and living in the moment.
We were looking at other things that cause stress, and we realized today we did something really neat. I'm going to back up a little bit. Yesterday, we had some red foxes in our yard, beautiful creatures, and they were just bedded down in our yard, and our assistant Christina saw them, and we went to take a picture with my new long lens. And the camera was on a tripod, and I had
a shutter release,
so didn't wiggle the camera. And the pictures did not come out crisp, and I realized that the lens that we had purchased was not the one for me. It's not a crisp lens. We bought it at a great place, B&H, but I looked, and we've had it for a month. And it's supposed to be returned within 15 days if you don't like it. We could do one of two things. We could talk to each other and build a case and stress ourselves. Or we could step up, give them a call, and explain the situation, which is what we did. And we have exchanged it for the lens of our liking, which hopefully will be crisper. And the little foxes will be crisp next time we see them. But I realize a lot of people spend a lot of time stressing themselves, building stories, building themselves a way to argue when no argument is necessary. We have some callers on the line. Let's take the first one. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ariel.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I'm loving hearing the show. And I sometimes worry and feel that it's my duty to do that. Like, if I don't do that...
I love
Susan, that, Susan.
That you wouldn't... You would be irresponsible if you didn't worry.
Exactly. I'm not a good person if I don't worry
exactly.
about the future.
You wouldn't be a good person if you didn't worry.
Exactly. It's my job to do that, isn't it?
Well, you know something, Susan? You were raised by people who worry. Our approach isn't psychological. You know, it's anthropological. We look at what's going on in the gestalt of a person's life rather than try to figure out what caused them to be the way they are. And each of us were raised in families that are subcultures of the main culture that we're born into. And so we learn not only the language, but we learn proper behavior and socialization from those people. And so you learn to worry along with learning English, Susan.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that a relief?
That is.
Yeah, because you didn't do anything wrong. You just learned the language that you grew up in.
Well, we were actually, as we were looking at what causes stress, we realized that living out of your unexamined cultural pressures is part of it. And you have a cultural pressure to be a good person, to be a kind person. It's very interesting. Shai and I...
To be nice to little animals.
we recently saw Slumdog Millionaire. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but one of the things that was really interesting is it followed a series of different cultures in India. And I realized that these young children that they followed, who were out fending for themselves, were not enculturated with be a kind person, be a good person. They did lots of things that were, you know, stealing, dishonest, but that was their
way of surviving.
Their way of surviving. It wasn't something that they questioned. So your pressure to worry as part of being a kind person came along with a package of your own culturation. And
if you start to notice it, Susan, without judging yourself for the worry that you have, but just notice it, then that's going to leave. That'll dissolve. That'll complete itself. Just the noticing of it is enough.
Okay, excellent.
I have one other thing for you.
Yeah.
Since you're obviously aware that the idea that you need to worry in order to be responsible is not accurate, if you find yourself having that thought and engaged in that thought, let's treat that now not like it's a problem, but it's like your screensaver. You know when your computer is inactive for a while, do you have a screensaver that comes on?
Yes, I do.
Right.
Beautiful word.
So when you're concerned or worried about being a good person, I would say that that's one of your
barometers
or screensaver that tells you you're not fully engaged in something.
Because when you're fully engaged in your life, Susan, you're not worrying about what you're doing next. You're just seeing what needs to be done, and you do it.
That's true.
Great.
You know, Ariel and I have been sick for the last few days. And so as I walk through the house, I see things that are incomplete that normally would have gotten completed, but we were sleeping or resting or in bed because we didn't have the energy. So as I walk along, I complete things. You know, I pick up a piece of paper here and wrap it in the garbage. I put the dishes in the dishwasher. I get the things done that allow us to be free of our stressors like the incompletions in our life. And I dare say, Susan, there are things that are incomplete in your life.
That's true.
And you know what?
Oh, this is...
You can either worry or you can be active. Pick one.
I want to be active. I choose that one.
Okay. Well, guess what? It's not a one-time choice. It's more like getting interested in where you are right now and right now,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So even when you say, choose being active, that is still part of you wanting to be a good person.
Right. Your choice was
more of
a decision rather than a looking and seeing what's the next thing that you should be doing.
Pretty neat, huh?
Very cool. terrific.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to hear the rest of the show. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Looks like we have another caller on the line. Natalie?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City. I'm back in New York.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. And
okay.
I'm just enjoying your fabulous show. I'm so glad that I can listen live. And they're all great, but this is especially great today.
Great. Is this the Natalie Wemo?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, welcome back.
It's been a long time since we...
I know. Well, I was on the road all last year working, and then I came back, and how I know that I've learned so much from working with you is I came back to a flood in my apartment. My whole apartment was
fun.
Like destroyed from the people upstairs. Whatever happened, they had something and it leaked down. So I had to have a new floor. My bathroom ceiling collapsed.
That sounds like a stressor.
Those could be stressors.
I won't go into all the details, but how I know that my life is so much better is I would have freaked out before, right?
Right.
And now I'm just dealing with it one moment at a time. And, of course, I occasionally go into stress of, this will never get done. Oh, my God. But, you know, I just stop and say, you're resisting, and just take it one moment at a time. What do you have to do now? And it goes away.
Well,
so I wanted to thank you.
You're so welcome. So did you hear that, everybody? Natalie just gave you a real-life example. You know, when you're in the midst of something that's an uncomfortable situation and you rush off to the future, worries for the future, when is this going to be done? You instantaneously stress yourself. And when you let go of it, instantaneously you return to yourself. And life becomes a game where you can keep returning yourself to yourself. That's really nice.
Well, I've also had a cold, and I've resisted that, and it keeps hanging on. So when you said just have a cold and do what's necessary and stop resisting, so that's what I'll do, and I'm sure it'll eventually go away.
Well, I find that being respectful of a cold is really the best. You know, sometimes your body says, I need rest, and sometimes, like a kid, we don't want to listen because we think we should be able to be in charge.
And we should be able to stay up all night.
And sometimes, when we first get that burst of energy back, we want to pretend that we haven't been sick and we overextend. So there's something about telling the truth and being here and being yourself and being honest. And as Shai and I have been saying a lot lately, one of the greatest stress reducers is a big fat dose of vitamin C, as in S-E-E, seeing the truth. We'll be back shortly, everybody. Come on back with us.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about enlightenment, the great stress reducer. We're talking with Natalie, but we had the luxury of chatting with her over the break, and we realized that we haven't let you all know yet that Monday Night Alive, this Monday in New York City, is our last one before we head off for Costa Rica to
our immersion courses there. Our one-week-long immersion courses.
And then we are not back in the New York area until February 8th, when we'll be doing a How to Create a Magical Relationship special evening event. This weekend, we're doing a passion course in New York City. If you've been dragging your feet and you want to join us, you are still welcome.
Passion, revitalize your life.
In March, when we are back, we will be doing a course in New York called Step Into Your Brilliance. And for those of you in the international community who want to do something in the European area, we in Hamburg are coming in April to do the Freedom to Breathe on the 15th of April and Tell It Like It Is, the Power of Being Clear and Direct on the 16th through the 18th. And you can find out all the information about all these things
on our website at transformation.com.
MadeEasy.com. Now, you said, Natalie, that you had a question?
Yes. What can I say to, I have a lot of, not a lot, but several of my really close friends are just going through very bad times now. They're out of work, they're depressed, they have no money. And I just, anything I say, they seem to go to the negative. And I didn't know, I thought maybe I just better bless them and let them get out of my experience, because it's depressing to me to be around them. And again, I guess because I'm resisting the way they are. But I wanted your take on that.
You know something, Natalie? I grew up, and one of the things I remember in growing up were people talking. And, I grew up in this Jewish neighborhood in Far Rockaway, New York, and there were these old folks who stood on the boardwalk, and they'd say, "Oh, yeah, you don't know how bad my life is." And the other one would say, "Oh, no, mine is worse than yours." Now, people seem to need to have problems in their life. They don't know how to deal with peace and grace and the ability to enjoy what they have. So for most folks, what seems to get them attention are their problems. And if your friends are not willing to allow themselves to hear your wisdom, I would, and persisting going to the negative, I would allow them to go to where they want to and move on with your life. Hang out with folks that are more inclined to support your going for your life rather than your complaining about your life.
It actually happened recently for us with a family member who was feeling, really upset about something. And we allowed them we respected their choice to not feel well, knowing that they knew we had another perspective. And eventually they came back around to be interested in what we had to say. But it had to be in their timing, and we needed to respect that. And also, had we tried to rescue them from that which they were unwilling to be rescued at this time,
and
it would have created...
And they created themselves.
We would have created stress for us and stress for them.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
Apparently, we have another Natalie.
On the line. I like it. Natalie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from, Natalie?
I'm calling from London.
Excellent. Is this the Natalie we're going to be meeting soon at our passion course?
It is.
Well, nice to meet you from snowy London.
I'm heading off to New York in the morning, actually, so I'm really looking forward to it.
What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to chat a little bit about a lot of the times you talk about incompletions with your parents or kind of having a favoritism sort of towards listening to kind of men more than women or women more than men.
Yes.
This is something I'm kind of a little bit stuck with, and I just wanted you to kind of explain this to me a little bit more about sort of like the incompletions and with preference to sort of perhaps one parent more than the other or gender.
So which do you prefer?
I don't know, actually. I've been kind of becoming a bit more aware of my behaviors lately, and I just found it quite curious, and I'm not quite sure.
Well, most of us have more than one. If you have two parents, most of us have incompletions with both.
Yes.
Although, in general, it's frequent that a person has more issues with one parent than the other. Incompletions can be when you're referencing how you're doing your life to whether or not they would approve.
Whether they disapprove, because whether they approve or disapprove, either one would give you attention.
Okay.
We were talking to our son not too long ago, and he had an issue with us, and he stopped talking to us for a little bit of time. And recently he called us and he said, "I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and appreciate your advice. And to let you know, I realized that there was a time when I had to fight you, whatever your advice was, simply because you were my parents." So even when he knew that what we had to say had a ring of truth, there was a period of time where he had to do the opposite, because his life was determined by doing the opposite of what he thought his parents might like. That is a classic example of an incompletion with one's parents. And even when we ask you, Natalie, you know, which one do you prefer, and you're so reluctant to say, not like, "I bet your parents aren't listening," and I bet you they know.
No, I think, it's difficult for me because, well, I'm actually Australian, so my parents live there, and I don't see them very often and only seen them sort of every now and again in a couple of years. And, I guess I'm wondering if one of the things is it necessary to sort of have this completion? Because I know a lot of your callers talk about, you know, they spent time with their parents and they had these amazing conversations and allowed themselves to open up.
Something for you. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're incomplete with your father, every man you deal with will be a reminder of that incompletion. So the more available you can make yourself to every man that you interact with, the more present you can be, you will start to see those mechanical behaviors that pull you away or automatically disagree in the interaction with any man. And for any woman, it'll remind you of your mother. And sometimes they cross the gender line where you'll be interacting with a woman, but it'll remind you of your father. If you use your current circumstances, not to try to fix anything, but to allow yourself to actually be where you are, feeling what you're feeling, thinking what you're thinking, and being aware, bringing awareness, a non-judgmental seeing to that, it will complete your relationship with your parents.
So you don't have to go back. You don't have to call them up. You don't have to think about old things and go back and rehash them. That's more of a psychological modality. Anything that's incomplete is going to show up in your current life circumstances. And that's why people have similar repeating relationships with certain types of men or certain types of women, because there's something that they're incomplete with. So you don't have to go back to your parents or get together with your parents in order to complete those things.
Okay, and that's exactly what's happened. I've had repeating patterns and all of these things happening over. And, you know, I've been becoming very aware of it. And I liked your show when you were talking about the new year. And a lot of people were saying to me, oh, you need to set goals and you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to figure all this out. And I said, actually, no, you know, I want to do exactly what you said, is just to be me and really, you know, find out who that is and just live in the moment and take it as it comes. And it's actually been a very interesting first week to the year, and I'm really looking forward to coming to New York and kind of exploring this a bit more. But things actually feel very different in my, like, interactions with everybody, even in just, you know, the last few days. And
well, that's great,
yes, that's
Natalie.
I suggest a bit more clarity around it.
I suggest you look and see who's giving you advice on setting goals and what you have to do, and see if those people are truly, indeed, happy with their lives, well in themselves, because often people give advice from what they know, and what they know does not provide well-being and satisfaction for them.
I think as well I was stepping into my usual role of being like the person that wasn't going to be responsible, and sort of taking that, I guess, a little bit of a victim role of, and you know, so seeking out that advice, and all of a sudden I realized that I was actually not taking responsibility and allowing that to be that way.
We need to be responsible and go to a break. Are you willing to and able to stay with us till after the break, Natalie?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great. So Natalie's coming back. Why don't you come on back?
And don't
miss being here.
Being here.
Lovely.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Workout with host Stephen Morrison helps you go beyond the books, CDs, and the workshops you've gone to learn spirituality. Stephen will passionately help you see which of 15 universally spiritual concepts apply to your circumstance and how. Now there's a way to help you live it every single day. Work out every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Spiritual Workout with your host, Stephen Morrison, on Seventh Wave Network. A practical path to a happier, more peaceful, and richer life experience.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. We're talking with Natalie, who's in London, England. But tomorrow she's going to be in New York City because she's coming to join us for the weekend workshop, Passion, Revitalize Your Life.
You know, I love that you had a sense in yourself, Natalie, that the Passion course was for you and that you made a leap without ever having met us. I really admire that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. No, I've read all of your books and I've listened to the archives of your show and met with some of the people here in London in the transformational community. It's just been amazing. So I'm really looking forward to coming to New York.
Excellent. You know, one of the things that you were talking about when you're saying you're becoming aware of things, I just want to go back to our what we were talking about earlier about vitamin C, as in S-E-E, as in when you
start seeing the way you do your life rather than judging the way you do your life, then you no longer have to have those repeating programs or those repeating behavior patterns that you say you don't like.
You know, as Natalie was talking with us in the last segment about starting to see that she has mechanical ways of relating to people, if you can see those things without judging them, in fact, transformation could be called an active interest in something. If you get interested in how the machine is put together, you don't have to operate through the machine. You get options that haven't been available to you before, provided you don't judge what you see, because that goes back to the first principle of instantaneous transformation. If you resist how you are, or you're looking at it in order to become a better you,
then you'll guarantee to keep those behaviors intact and in place.
I really like what you had to say about how you're allowing yourself the grace to just be yourself rather than to make resolutions how to be better this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a little bit scary sometimes, but it's exciting. You know, it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You say it's scary. I don't think that's actually accurate. What happens is, in the past, you had a predetermined way to behave. And when you start looking and seeing what's appropriate in your life, you don't have this automatic way to behave to fall back on. So it's a little uncertain what to do in that moment. But if you're there for it, you'll do the right things. And I don't mean right as in right, wrong. I mean what's appropriate to your life.
The other thing is when you have a scripted version of how to behave, it acts as a buffer between you and being intimate with yourself and intimate with other people. You're not able to get the full juice from life because you're following, if A happens, you must do B. So what you're embarking on is a creative adventure.
Very exciting, you know? It's creative,
yeah.
Right.
I think you're taking over the controls of your own life. Yeah, and I think it's also stepping away from those, like, pre-programmed ideas about what you should be doing in your life, you know, the roads that you should be taking and all that type of thing. And I think I've had those things in your head, you know, like the fantasies of life that we were all brought up on, and then just stepping away from those preconceived ideas about life.
I know you say you've read our first book, but I'm not sure which version you have. The newer version, which was republished by McGraw-Hill, we have a great analogy in there about culture and about being hard on yourself for not following the cultural prescription. And in that book, we ask the question, you know, how many of you are beating on yourself and feeling like that you'll never be a success in your life because you haven't had your front teeth filed down?
Yeah.
And obviously, I'd be willing to bet virtually nobody who's listening to this show answers.
Unless you happen to be listening in Bali, Indonesia.
Because in Bali, Indonesia, they have a ceremony that's supposed to happen around the age of 12 where they file down your eye teeth. And if your eye teeth haven't been filed down so that they're even with your front teeth, then you're supposedly not supposed to be able to make a good love match or get ahead. And so we met a fellow who finally had the ceremony when he was 30 years old, and that was when he felt like his life was launched into being the possibility of being a success, because he was programmed with the idea that without that, he never would be. And, of course, from our culture, we find that idea a bit absurd or ridiculous or far-fetched.
Our idea might be a college degree.
Or it might be having a child or having a relationship or a certain amount of bank account or the right clothes. Certainly my 13-year-old granddaughter, it is whether or not she's got the right pair of designer jeans.
Yeah, I know. No, and then that's definitely, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, all of those things that you say about, you know, particular age and where you should be in life and all that kind of things. I think I was feeling that very much for quite a while. And
you put pressure on yourself,
wanted to be. Yeah.
So you don't have to. You don't have to stress yourself about where you're supposed to be, because you're in exactly the right space in your life right now to have your life transform. You don't need to be any different than you are right now, Natalie, and everybody else out there. See, this is the only moment of your life in reality, this moment of now. And there's the illusion of a future, and there's an illusion of a past, but the reality is that the current moment of now is all we have to operate with. And if you discover how to be where you are, not disagree with it, but engage in your life as it's showing up, you have a brilliant life.
Thank you so much for calling in today. It was such a lovely surprise.
Yes.
And we're really looking forward to meeting you at the Passion Course on Friday night.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you both as well and everyone else.
Okay. Yeah, excellent.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye.
You know, if you want to join Natalie, it's not too late. You are welcome to join us. And when we chatted with her on the break, she let us know that she is staying in town till Tuesday morning so that she can come to Monday Night Live. And for those of you who are planning on coming to the Passion Course, or if you're waiting till March and you're clearing your schedule so you can come through the 19th through the 21st, I recommend, if you can swing it, stick around for the Monday Night Alive After, because they're always really lively, and it's really neat to see what happens overnight. In a day, it's interesting to see who walks in the door Friday night and who walks in the door Monday night. I know that's more than a day, but you know what I mean. So we are inviting you.
And by the way, share this show. One of the greatest ways to reduce stress is to create a community around you of people who are centered in well-being. Then if you happen to get off balance, you will have a whole community around you to support you finding your way again. That's all the time we have today.
That's right.
Next week's show is Don't Offend Yourself. It's going to be great. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.